Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. We've got about 3 minutes and some change to go here before the start of the boys' varsity game. Warrior boys coming into this 0-2. They lost to a couple of good teams. One very good team in Oregon Episcopal. One of the top five or so teams in 3A. And then lost on the road to De La Salle North Catholic. Always a tough team to play. We got doubled up by them. They had a big kid that we had a difficult time with, to say the least. He's tall, he's wide, and gave us some problems in there.
Their overall team speed can make up for his lack of speed, because the other four can get up and down the court.
Yeah, they don't shoot the ball like they have in the past.
No.
They don't have the stud outside player like Christmas or, I can't remember the kid, number 20 that killed us a couple years ago. Wilhelmina coming into this game 2-0. They've got wins against Sheridan and Taft. Beat Sheridan by 5 at Sheridan and then, or at home, and then lost or won at Taft. I'll get it right. By 14. And the key to this team is, number 21, Cohen Holler. Holler is now a junior. Trying to remember how many years we've been seeing him. He was good as a freshman. I don't think we played them last year. We saw him play a little bit in summer ball, but I don't think we played them in summer ball either. Holler can shoot. And, he's gonna have the ball in his hands a lot. He's gonna have a green light to shoot a lot. And he dropped 30 something on us when he was a freshman. And upset us.
And number 11 can shoot also. That's, Stockwell. That's the summertime, those two guards.
So no seniors on this Wilhelmina roster. All juniors and a couple of sophomores. And, they've got Crookshank, who's a, number two. I think there's a Crookshank on here. No, he was a freshman a couple years ago, and he hurt us with a couple of shots, too.
So is the kid sitting over on the bench not participating? Is he the other guard? Because they have three guards.
Yeah, I don't know. Not sure who that is. I'd have to run a... I'm trying to remember names here. It's been a while.
Mercier?
I don't know. We'll figure out as this game goes on.
No, he's a sophomore.
We'll figure it out here. All right. We're about ready to start here. Warriors, like I said, starting this year 0-2. Got some work to do with a new coach, Devin McShane. Trying to feel their way a little bit here. They've got been missing... Reagan's bulk and banging inside for the first two games and probably won't play him tonight. He's only had one practice since he got back. So my guess is he won't see any court time until Saturday at the earliest. So it's going to be on these other kids to do the rebounding. Got to do the dirty work. Get in there, box out, and rebound. And really it comes down to three guys. It's Colby Nyseth, it's J.J. Howard, and it's Gavin Watson. Those three guys have got to rebound.
You know, Gavin hasn't played productive minutes. He was gone to Hawaii for a week.
So same kind of issue. Yeah. Yep. But, so if he's not playing a lot of minutes either, it's JJ and Colby that need to get in there. They've got a rebound.
And they've played with, Berkey and Meeker and, Carton.
Yeah.
And Carton's been forced to be down low.
Not his strength.
No.
No, he needs to play on a wing.
And then it hurts him defensively because then he has to guard.
He's outmatched size-wise down low, yeah. Right. All right, get ready for the starting lineups here. For the Warriors, it'll be Colby Nyseth and J.J. Howard and Andrew Grove, Evan Berkey, and... Trenton Carton. And really, out of that group, only one confident outside shooter, and that's Grove, that'll really knock that down. But he's got the ball in his hands most of the time, so it's hard to get your own shot.
He shot the ball in the fourth quarter well against De La Salle, but did not produce maybe 4 or 6 points on Friday night, and only had like 2 or 3 points the first 2 or 3 quarters, but then he hit a couple threes. Yeah, and he can hit it.
He can shoot the ball.
Carton had 22 on Friday night, and I think he ended up with 15 or 16 on Saturday.
But ready to get rolling here. I did not get the starting lineup there for Willamina, so it's 2 and 21. So 2 is Cruikshank, and 21 is Holler. And then who else do I see?
15.
No, he's coming up off the bench. I don't think so. 11 and 14. 11 is Stockwell, and 14 is Cabrera. I remember him.
And 23.
And 23 is Mercier. Mercier. We'll go with Mercier.
Mercier, yeah.
We'll go with that. Sounds good. All right. They don't have any size.
No.
6 foot, maybe. 5'11", probably. Closer. So, Nyseth at 6'1", jumping against and easily won, though, by number 21, Holler, who is a good athlete. A drive by Stockwell, bounce pass down low, stolen by Howard, went right through the hands of Mercier. Howard pushes it up, leaves it for corner. Carton misses the three inside. Nyseth puts it up and in on the rebound. That air ball made it hard for everybody to rebound, and Nyseth was the beneficiary of good inside position there.
Can't let him shoot.
Holler working that left angle. They double him momentarily. Now leave him with Evan Berkey. Holler drives, scoops, and misses that one. Mercier with the rebound. Mercier stolen by Carton. Terrible pass by Mercier trying to get that ball back to number 14, Cabrera. Out on top, Berkey with it. Warriors running a high-low here a little bit with J.J. in the high post. Swing it over to Carton on the right side. Back on top to Berkey. Now to Grove. Grove, left angle extended, down in the corner. They lob inside to J.J.
Pass.
That one's stolen, and Mercier comes out of there with it. Stolen by Cruikshank. Yeah, not a good pass. Telegraph that one. Holler with it, top of the key, swings it to Cruikshank, fakes the three, starts to drive, now gives it up to Cabrera. Cabrera back to Stock, or to Holler, threw it between his legs. Terrible pass. 2-0, Warriors on top.
A lot of nerves in the first, both ways. I mean, they played them in junior high, they just, they played them in the summertime.
Too many nerves out here.
Yeah.
But there are. It's varsity basketball. Trent, baseline, little floater, misses that one. JJ with a good rebound inside, puts it back up, misses that, rebound, Holler. Great rebound on the first one by JJ, just didn't know where he was when he went back up.
No.
Couldn't find the backboard. There's a drive, that's going to be an offensive foul on Holler. Good job by Andrew Grove to hold his position. That guy was Holler, wasn't it?
Was it 11?
Was it 11 or 21? 21, Holler.
Yeah. But somehow 11 was in.
But he was down there too. Everybody went flying.
Yeah.
So we've got a quick 30-second timeout here taken by Willamina, I guess. Did not see who called that. Head coach of Willamina, still Cliff Tony, assisted by Jerry Bazinski. Cliff, a longtime Yamhill County guy, been around forever, right, Ron?
Juvenile department has done a lot of good work in the juvenile department for probably 25 years. Yeah.
All right, Warriors basketball, still 2-0 with almost 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter.
It's a case of JJ just going up too fast.
Yeah, he just didn't know where he was.
To do it.
He just turned and tried to find the basket as he was turning. Berkey to Grove, down in the corner, Carton goes baseline. They triple him, skip it, Berkey down low. Nyseth powers his way, finds it, misses, and then drew a foul, yeah. Good calls. He was bodying Mercier for the rebound. It's a good move by Colby. Got himself inside, just left it a little short. Power moves, the name of the game with Colby. Holler.
Probably got fouled, but they're not going to call that.
No, it wasn't enough to affect the shot. Holler wants to drive, steps back, 17-footer, misses it badly to the left. Berkey with the rebound. Berkey, little one-on-one action there for Holler, not running an offense at all. Skip it over to Grove, left corner, thinks about the three, it's not there. Back to Berkey, high post. Howard
put the ball on the floor, and Holler came and took it away from it.
Howard saw the lane open. He thought.
Should have stopped, shot the ball.
Yep. They knew he was going left. You said they know each other, right? I mean, these kids all know what they like to do. Holler misses the jumper from the foul line. That's going to be Berkey over the top on the loose ball foul. Carton trying to save it, bounces it off of Crookshank's side of his face there. Probably felt great. Foul on Berkey, his first. Holler gets it back in the corner for three. Good. You know that.
Can't,
you know it's coming.
You're going to have to play better defense on him. I mean, he just can't be that open.
No, you can't give him open shots. And that was the old pass the ball and run to the corner, get it back and shoot. Everybody runs that play, right? Howard shows up with a right hand. They're taking away his left hand. He's struggling. He's 0 for 3 now from the field. Got the shot up, but it was awkward as he tried to go with his right hand. He wanted to go left, and again, Holler coming down quick to take away that left hand of JJ. Got to be able to go either way down there. Holler.
Lucky.
Steps back for three. No good. That one's out of bounds, up high off the bracket. Coming into the game for Willamina, number 5, Austin Carrasco checks in for Cabrera. Carrasco, a 5'10 sophomore. 3-2 Bulldogs. Grove with it. Left angle. Dribbles to the top of the key. Scoops it over to Carton. Back to Grove on top for three. Off to the right. No good. Howard with the loose ball inside. Back out. Grove for another three. This one is blocked.
Uh-oh.
And then we're going to get a loose ball foul on Carton.
Kobe.
Ah, is it Colby?
I think it's 23.
Colby, you're right. That's his second.
Well,
that's not good.
We're going to see some big guy changing here right away.
Yeah, it's not a big guy changing.
Well, it's going
to go smaller. Going to go Meeker coming in. So you lose some rebounding. Now you really need JJ and Carton to rebound because you just lost your other big rebounder inside. Crookshank on the left wing starts to drive, gets to the baseline, hits the tough fall away from 10 feet. That's what I remember about Caleb Crookshank. He is a shooter. He's not very quick, not super athletic. He's just highly skilled. In the corner, Berkey doubled, dribbles past it, dumps it down on the baseline to Meeker on the right side. Back to Berkey. Skip pass
right
Carton
here.
For three
right
from the left angle. No good. Berkey with the rebound. Turns, shoots,
got
fouled.
Fouled.
That's a great job by Evan Berkey inside to crash that weak side offensive rebound. Got to make those open threes. Grove missed a couple. Carton missed one.
Yeah, we're 0 for 5 from the field.
If you hit one of those, you're in a tie game.
Yeah.
You don't have to hit a lot of them. If you can hit one out of three, it'd be great. Berkey missed the foul.
This was a problem. This was a problem on Friday night. I think we were 1 for 12.
That's not going to win a lot of games. Yeah, not going to win a lot of games shooting 1 for 12 from anything, let alone the foul line. Berkey again. Misses the second one too. Great job, but I thought we were going to get a Mercier comes down with it. They push ahead. Good block by Grove at the other end. Rebound, Warriors. Carton pushes it up the right side. Nothing there. Trent picks his dribble up in the corner. Skip pass to Grove. Shovels it inside to JJ. Trying to handle it, loses it.
Bad pass.
Well,
double dribble.
Yeah, he got away with one there. I think JJ was trying to make his move before he secured the ball too. He's gotta, even if it's a bad pass, you gotta make sure you catch it.
Can't let him shoot.
There's a miss there by Holler. Rebound Berkey. Berkey out running, fouled by number 11 Stockwell. It's like the girls game. 2:54 to go first quarter. It's 5-2. And have a timeout taken by the Warriors.
At this point in time, there's one shooter on the floor and he's made a three. The rest of us, I've watched two games. We do not have our three-point shot making ability up to speed yet.
No, we don't. Clearly. We're 0 for 3 so far tonight. How many turnovers we have?
Three.
So
there are four.
Yeah, a little sloppy in this first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be right back on this full timeout. KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. 2:54, first quarter, 5-2 Bulldogs over the Warriors in this boys varsity action. Both teams with three personal fouls, both teams with four turnovers, Ron. A little sloppy here early on.
Who called that timeout?
We did. Full timeout. Grove to Carton on the left wing, back to Grove on top, swings it to Berkey on the right angle. Skip pass tipped away by Carrasco. Trying to get Carton open in that left corner, it looks like. Berkey out on top, back to Grove. Grove, Berkey play catch.
We play like a matchup zone.
Skip it to Carton in the corner, back to Berkey on top. Berkey drives, kicks, Meeker for three, no good. Carton with the rebound on the left side. Ball kicked out of bounds by Carrasco. Yeah, they're in a kind
it's
of
like a 1-2-2, whatever
what
we're
it looks
playing.
Like. Yeah. I think it's a 3-2.
Yeah.
3-2, which will morph into what looks like a 1-2-2 when the ball's on the weak side or on the strong, coming over to the strong side. Carton at the foul line.
There
tough
it is.
Jumper from 15 feet, knocks it down. That might help get it going. He's a streaky shooter. That could have been a foul too. That guy was right on his shooting arm. 5-4, Warriors down one. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Holler wants to go left, kicks it. Jump shot from the left side, missed from 3-point range. Berkey with the rebound, ahead to Carton, throws it up to George Meeker, and he is fouled going up by Cruikshank. That was a little ugly on that play. Meeker was so far into the basket, he had no chance, but they bailed him out with the foul. The miss at the other end was Cabrera missing that wide open three. So
Sean,
a chance to tie it up here and maybe go ahead.
One of their shooters is sitting over there with a sweatshirt on. Here we go. 0 for. We were 0
for 3 so far.
Yeah, that's it's been a bugaboo.
Meeker hits
there we
the
go.
Second one. Tie game at 5. Holler walks it up slowly, surveying the court. Berkey has him in man-to-man defense. Holler on the right angle wants to go past Berkey. Berkey a good man defender. Long as he doesn't try to gamble, he can stay in front of almost anybody. On top, Cruikshank gets it back.
Close.
Looking for the cutter. Holler. Holler cut off. Steps back down to the three-point line. Works left. Behind the back, looking for a screen, switches on to Grove. Grove hand-checked. Put his hands out, trying to control Holler.
You're calling him. This whole first two ball games, they're really on the hand-checking stuff.
It's good because it can get pretty ratty when you allow hand-checking.
Yeah.
Cruikshank takes the inbound. Good job that time by Berkey to cut off Holler from getting the ball. Cruikshank throws it off of JJ and out of bounds. Good defense by Howard and the rest of his teammates there to prevent anything easy for Cruikshank. JJ using that link effectively that time. Cruikshank looks for Holler. Holler on the right angle, out on top Carrasco, or Cabrera, excuse me, Cabrera. Holler dumps it down low, blocked. Mercier gets it blocked out of bounds.
I think it's JJ or
Trent. One of those two with a nice play. Mike Mather into the game replaces Berkey with 59 seconds to go in the first quarter, 5-5 game. Holler looking to get it in. They try to get
it
back
to
him.
Get it.
Good job. Good switch there by Carton. Holler drives. He's going to get fouled by Carton. On the drive, 16 foul on the Warriors. Or 15?
15.
Foul?
Yes, 15 I got
foul.
Five.
Okay, five. Holler with it. Mather on him. Drives right, hangs.
Oh,
JJ or Mike, one of them. They're going to call it on Mike down low. JJ went up for the block there, but doesn't matter because there was a foul down on the hip. Puts Holler on the line to shoot two with 46 seconds left to go first quarter. Holler hits the first one. Remember the first time we played this kid as a freshman over in Amity, we didn't know anything about him and we never adjusted to him. He got open shot after open shot in that game and just lit us up. Probably the best game of his life. He hits a pair. 7-5 Willamina. Mather with it in the forecourt. Mather swings it across to Grove. Grove back to Mather. Carton on the right angle, back to Mather. Mather, back to Carton on the wing.
Should make
takes
that.
Takes a three, short. Oh, might have been blocked. Meeker with a rebound, puts it up and in. Nobody boxing out. George Meeker, he's got 3 points in the game. Leading scorer for the Warriors. 7-7 game, 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Holler works right off the screen, puts the brakes on, carried the ball, away with it. Now he drives. They're going to get a hand check on Mather again. That's going to be the 17 foul. So 1-1 coming up. For the rest of the half, Ron, we're in the bonus. It's going to be a lot of foul shots the way we're playing defense. Handsy. Holler. Shooting 1-on-1. Buries the first one.
He won't miss.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It doesn't look like he's ever going to miss one, does it? There's clean and comfortable as you can get. It's interesting. He's back about 6 inches from the line. Knocks them both down. He's 4 out of 4 from the line. It's 9-7. Mather to the three-point line. Over to Carton. Download of terrible
pass.
Meeker, no way Meeker's going to get that from the low post. Bad pass by Carton, turns it over. 9-7 with 6 seconds
to go.
Gotta
get on 21. This is
Holler,
looking like
coming across half court, puts the brakes on from Michael Duncan reigns and bakes it in.
Didn't get up on him.
He
gotta take the ball
with
him.
10-foot line on the volleyball court, which is about, 32 feet?
Yeah, you know he's going to shoot it.
Something like that. Just banked it in from deep.
Unawareness.
Yep. 12-7 as we go to the second quarter. This is KLYC McMinn, your PT. If you need to work. We're back. Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Start of the second quarter here from Willamina High School. Bulldogs with a 12-7 lead as they scored the last 5 points of the first quarter. Well, Holler scored the last 5 points of the first quarter with a couple of free throws and then a bank in three from 30 plus feet at the buzzer. Grove gives it to Varell. Varell on top of this 3-2 zone. He's looking at things. Gives it back to Grove. Grove dribbles to the right. Not attacking this zone at all. A 3-2 zone is weak down low.
Got to shoot that thing.
Howard gets in the lane. Gets it to drop. JJ with the first basket of the game for him. That time he took a little dribble to his right and the defense couldn't collapse quite as much. Instead of going hard to his left. Good adjustment by JJ. Holler thinks about a 23-footer, misses it. No box out. They let Carrasco get the rebound. He misses a three. Weak side rebound goes out of bounds off of the Bulldogs. I think that went off of Carrasco. It was Cabrera that missed the three. I'm going to get those names mixed up all night. Grove with the ball. Warriors down three early in the second quarter. Andrew works to his right, skips it to Carton. Carton traveled.
Turnover.
Yeah, took that long first step and picked up his pivot foot before the ball hit the ground. It's nice, you know, you watch the NBA guys do it all the time. They get away with it. That's how Durant gets to the basket with one dribble from 25 feet, but it's not legal at this level. That was a travel by Carrasco. Kicks it up to Cruikshank, hits the three.
And JJ helped out.
You gotta know where Cruikshank is. He's the other shooter out
there.
Can't
leave him, I don't think.
No. Well, it's man-to-man defense. You shouldn't have to. Grove drives, throws it up, no good. Howard battles, gets the rebound, jump ball. I like that call, yeah. Red's not happy about that. In front of us. JJ had control of that ball, was trying to go up with it, and they called a jump. 15-9, Warriors trail by 6. Holler, top of the key to Carrasco, hangs, he's fouled by Grove. Boy, defensively the Warriors really struggling to stand.
I don't think we can play man-to-man. I know they got the good shooters, but I think you could play almost like a diamond and, or, you know, diamond and two, find out where their shooters are.
Carrasco's not,
they're not gonna beat you inside.
Carrasco misses a free throw badly.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda threw it up there. I think it's the second one. I don't know. Different methodology. Colby in, JJ out. His first break of the game. And into the game, Mercier replaces Cruikshank. So you got this 3-2, kind of a 1-2-2 initially, drop it into a 3-2 in the half court.
You got to move the ball. You just can't dribble.
Grove in the corner.
Missed him.
Throws it away. That was nice. Throwing it away. Haller drives. Finger rolls it up. Misses. Gets it back. Rebound. He's so quick. Frasco, and we're going to get an offensive foul on whoever this is. 30, I think. Yeah. 30 is Saban into the game. He picks up an offensive loose ball foul with a shove. Grove with it, down 7, 16-9. Burrell looked at the three from the left corner, not there. Skips it over to Carton, alley-oops it up and in. Good pass from Burrell to Carton. Good backside cut by Carton to find that weak spot in the zone. I talked about down low against the 3-2 is where you can get
exactly
that action.
Yeah.
But you've got to make that pass down to that spot. And we don't have a lot of height, and so it's hard to make that pass sometimes.
Five-second
call on Haller. All the Amity fans calling for it. Good defense there by Burrell. Haller kind of fell asleep waiting for a teammate to move. Got the 5-second call. 16-11. Willamina up. 5.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Grove gets it knocked away by Haller. Picked up by Burrell. Burrell steps through.
Somebody's open.
That should have been a foul on Saban. No call. He takes it away over the top of... And we're going to have a...
Sideline warning.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're calling over there. Devin chewing on the official pretty good on that side. I'm not sure why he stopped the game. Some sort of warning issued against the Warrior bench. Drive by Haller, lays it up.
Can't
and
let
in.
Him go right, man. That's not left-handed.
Haller schooling the Warriors. 18-11. Carton starts the drive. He's fouled by Carrasco on the drive. Six-team foul against Willamina, so Warriors in the bonus for the next 5 minutes as well. Cruikshank in, Saban out. Grove going to inbound here, way down to our left. Warriors going right to left this half in front of us. Grove hooks a pass. Carton fakes the three, drives, hangs, tries to draw the foul, and does. Got bailed out by Willamina. He had no shot of getting anything off, but he drew
that contact.
He passed
up a good jump shot, but he
drew the contact, got the foul.
Exactly.
He saw the contact coming, I think. Just wanted to make sure he got the shot up, so he got two shots instead of one-on-one. They were bringing three guys at him. You're going to get fouled in there somewhere. Carton hits a free throw. He's got five, leading the Warriors in scoring. Haller has 12 for Willamina. One more for the junior Carton. Dylan Anderson coming into the game. Replaces Grove. Now, this is a guy that can shoot the ball.
He hasn't been... He's having trouble running still.
Yeah, that knee is not good, but he can shoot. Carton misses the free throw. Rebound, Haller inside. Haller brings it up slow. Top of the key with Burrell on him. Works to the right. Hands off to Cruikshank. Cruikshank with the drive. Hangs. Scores off the glass. Cruikshank with 7. Quick pass ahead. Burrell for 3. Way too strong. Missed it by 5 feet. That was all by himself on that left wing. Cabrera with it over to Haller. Warriors down 8. Haller to Carrasco. Over to Cabrera. Cabrera gives it to, down to,
This could be Black.
Yeah. Ball knocked out of bounds. Missed air ball there by Cabrera. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Carrasco. Carrasco coming out, I think, and into the game. It's going to be Stockwell. We've got a timeout taken. It's going to be 30.
Mm-hmm.
We'll stay right here. 4:17 left to go in the second quarter. 20-12, Willamina. And honestly, it doesn't feel that close because we really have not executed very well on our end.
No. Got to solve where to get the ball and quickly, not a bunch of dribbling.
18 fouls on the Warriors, 7 on the Bulldogs, so both teams in the 1-1. Warriors have been over the limit since the first quarter. Haven't committed a lot of fouls this quarter, only one. Vrell, Meeker, Anderson, Nyseff, and Carton on the floor for the Warriors.
Going to get a shot for Carton.
Meeker. High post.
Go to
Anderson,
hoop.
Anderson kicks it out to Vrell. That would have been a good shot. Meeker to Carton. Back on top to Meeker. Trying to go to a Nyseff. Knocked away by Cruikshank. Stolen by number 11, Stockwell.
We got way too many turnovers.
Well, we had two open looks there by guys who can shoot the three that were passed up. So they were trying to run a set play, but it wasn't working. Cruikshank for three hits it. Down low, we're going to get a foul on Nyseff. Cruikshank with 10 now in the game.
Oh, boy.
So if that was a foul on the Warriors, it's going to be 1-1. Three was good. The foul is on Nyseff, his third. And that means somebody's shooting 1-1 here.
Got to pick a shooter.
Should be Mercier, I think. They're sending both teams to their benches to figure this out.
They don't know who he fouled. And that's the rookie ref.
Yeah. So they got it all sorted out now, Ron. Nope, they don't. Got to come back and foul. So.
Number 11's shooting.
No.
Oh, 21? Oh, my goodness.
I don't think it was him. But he's going to come shoot 1-1. It's going to be Holler at the line.
Hey, who was the foul on? 23 should be shooting.
23 was underneath the hoop.
Yeah, Warrior fans not happy about... Holler getting to shoot free throws here.
Terrible, terrible.
So Holler with an 11-point lead shooting 1-1. Buries the first one. Big surprise there.
He wasn't under the hoop.
No, I don't think that was... I think he took advantage of the situation there. Second one. Unless they don't know who it was and they said send out the shooter of your choice. JJ with the rebound after the miss by Holler. Meeker. On top, Vrell swings it to Carton on the left angle. Back to Vrell on top, looking inside. It's not there. This 3-2 zone has always given the Warriors problems. There's a foul by Mercier. No shot by Carton. He buried a nice 15-footer on that baseline.
Now make the free throws. Make the free throws. Carton. We're closer if we make free throws. What are we? How many we missed? Five?
We're two for six. We missed four.
Four.
Saban in, Mercier out. First foul on Mercier. To the line, Trent Carton with 3:22 to go. Front end of the 1-on-1, he hits it.
Just gotta catch up one point at a time.
6 points for Carton. 24-13, chance to cut it to 10 here for the Warriors. And Carton hits fair, looks good. He has that kind of funky left hand on the ball, but he's been doing it so long that it works. It's a lot like the Jamal Wilkes or, you know, some of those other guys who had different shooting motions. Holler on the right wing with it. Vrell on him. Holler looking to get a little screen. Nothing there. Now goes to Cruikshank, back to Holler, right corner. Can't get the three off. Good job by Vrell. To Cruikshank. Mid-range jumper, no good, hit the upper bracket. So the Warriors get the turnover, basically, on the missed shot. Mather in, Vrell out. Good job by Vrell. Good
defense.
This
is the longest he's played varsity. He's had some good JV games.
He's earning that varsity time. You'll earn it playing defense.
He'll be up here.
Yep. Mather for three.
Could be.
No good, rim that one. Meeker with the rebound.
Go up.
Hangs and lays it up and in. Meeker puts it back up and in, as you could hear Ron telling him to get up there. Put that ball back up. Ron will tell you what's going on in his own way. You just have to interpret it blindly. Cruikshank with the ball on the right wing, working on Anderson. Good job by Dillon. Gives it up to Holler. This is a problem for the Warriors. Back to Kirkshank. Fakes the three. Three from the left wing by Cabrera. Miss, and Mather with the rebound. Mike pushes hard up the right side to Meeker. Oh, could have gone back to him. Didn't. On top, Trent Carton. Carton down in the corner to Mike for three.
Maybe.
Hits it! There we go. Mike Mather buries the three-pointer. Rim the last one. Cuts it to a five-point game with a minute 50 to go in the first half. Got to find somebody who can make a shot. Good job by Mike. And Holler throws that one away. Trying to find Cabrera on the left wing and just...
After the last two games, it's going to take us a quarter or two to have confidence in one another because we were so destroyed.
Yeah.
Confidence-wise, those first two games.
Carton for three. Short.
No.
Rebound by Cabrera. Gets it to Holler with a minute 20 to go. Holler. Gets double to Cruikshank down
low.
Oh,
traveled.
Traveled. Got away with it. Yep. Totally traveled. Cruikshank with 12 now. Mather, a little loose, and he carried the ball. According to the official. Not according to the Amity fans.
I don't know.
Well, we didn't have a good enough angle to be able to call it from here. Holler with it, coming up on the 1 minute mark. 7 point game. Holler on the left wing. Starts to drive, steps back. 15 footer, no good.
Oh man.
They're gonna get Meeker. No, that's a bad call. Meeker and Cruikshank both went up and had their hands on the ball. They came down with it together and Cruikshank fell to the floor. They called Meeker for the foul. That's one of those that should be a no call. Because there was no contact when they both had the ball. And that's what Devin's arguing there. Both of them had their hands on the ball. Devin finding out how frustrating it is to be a coach. Cruikshank.
Oh, it's two shots.
Yeah. Cruikshank misses the first one. Mike Mather thought he had an easy rebound. Came right back to him. So one more for Cruikshank. 1 minute to go in the first half. This one bounces around and goes in. Mather. 8 point game to Carton. Back to Mather. Swings it to Meeker. On top Mather. Got to step up and hit that. Tries to go inside to JJ. And a lot of fouling going on. And JJ will go to the line to shoot one and one.
What do you do?
Called a delay of game.
What?
On
who?
Black? I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Somebody shoot a ball when they were dicking around with
Trent
it?
Trent shot it when it came. It rolled out to him, and he shot the ball. But it was a delay of game because the officials weren't looking for the ball yet.
No.
Yeah, that's an ego call by the official. JJ to the line to shoot one on one.
Come on, bud.
Misses it to the right. Dylan tips it. Holler comes out of there
with
it.
You know who's going to get this. Right Holler. There, Holler.
Knocked out of bounds by Carton. Good hustle back.
They covered up Holler. They were coming to him hard.
Yeah, they tried to... Well, they had Carrasco and Holler was the problem. Carrasco got in the way. Get the ball into Cruikshank in the corner. Cruikshank gives it to Holler. Drives baseline. Can't find anybody. Kicks it out. Now on top, Carrasco for three. No good. Anderson with the rebound with 28 seconds. Mike Mather working on Holler. Throws it ahead to Carton. There's the drive.
Might have been fouled.
No call. JJ missed it with the left hand. Gets it again. Gives it to Trent. He's fouled. Oh, JJ had the one hand put back and he couldn't finish it.
So you give him two rebounds on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job by Trent to be there. 27-19. Carton with a chance to get a couple free throws here. See if he can cut this lead down to six.
Oh my
first one,
goodness.
Not even close. That's not good. That one looked like it slipped off his hand. Official having his conversation with Trent after that shot. Wonder what he said. Wonder what Trent said that made the official want to come have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Misses the second one. JJ with the rebound.
Go to the hoop.
Knocked away. Foul by Holler.
Now he's got to make a free throw.
Sorry, just. So the missed free throw by Carton. Missed a pair, but JJ with a good rebound there. Drew the foul as he attacked the rim along the baseline. So two coming up for JJ. Just missed one. See, on the front end of a one-on-one, he's got two this time. JJ takes his time. The lefty buries the first one.
He should not miss free throws. We shot him all summer.
Yeah, there's something about the game and a different gym. And one more coming for Howard. Perfect on both of them. Warriors down to a 6-point deficit.
Don't give
now.
Up. You got to find Holler. You got to find Holler. You get the ball out of his hands.
Oh, they found him. He gets it over to Krasko. Didn't get over him back. Knocked away by Trent. Ball's loose. Meeker takes it in. Score!
Yeah!
George Meeker taking it hard to the rim. Great defense by Carton and Mather were harassing.
Actually, it was Mather. Yeah, Mather.
Well, they were harassing
Holler.
He made a bad pass to Carrasco. Carrasco couldn't handle it. It was tipped away by Carton.
And then Meeker
just came out of nowhere, dove in there, picked the ball up, attacked the rim, and with a half a second to go, laid it up and in and drew the foul. Meeker a chance to cut it to three.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. We'll take it. That's how we draw them up. And that is the end of the first half, 27-24. The Warriors actually cut the lead from 5-3.
And we were down 24-12.
It was, yeah. Yeah. 24-13, I think. That was the biggest was 11. 24-13, but yeah, it was looking ugly.
11-4 in the last two or three minutes.
Yep, a good way of finishing the first half there by the Warriors.
And really the difference was stepping up the defense. We hadn't played that kind of intense defense.
Without fouling. We kept putting our hands on people.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped fouling there late in the game. In the first half made a big difference. All right, we'll be back here with a few stats for you after a couple of messages on KLYC. Halftime here from Willamina High School with the Bulldogs leading your Warriors 27-14. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber trying to keep track of things here. The Warriors were led by George Meeker with 8 points, including a three-point play right at the end with a half a second left.
Including a bank free throw.
There was nothing, there was high percentage about anything in that play. First of all, he scrambled to pick up a loose ball that got knocked away by Trent Carton at half court. He took it into the chest of two guys trying to draw the foul, made the left-hand lay-in, and then banked the free throw.
Yeah.
Trent Carton was 7, J.J. Howard with 4, Mike Mather with 3, Colby Neiseth with 2, Berkey had a couple of free throws. Did he play in the second? He came out with 2 minutes to go in the second, or 2 minutes into the second quarter, didn't come back in.
No.
Interesting.
Well, did he even start the second quarter? I think Varell started for him.
I thought he came out early in the second quarter, but yeah, you might be right. For them, it's Crookshank and Holler, 13 points each, which we talked about before the game. Those are the two scorers.
I think you got to get a big guy off of Crookshank. He moves really well without the ball. JJ guarding him.
Had Dylan
guarding him. You're going to have to get play guard on him. He's not going inside.
He doesn't want to score at the rim. He wants to score a mid-range and threes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a good shooter. He's very crafty. He's not a great athlete. So you put a good athletic guard on him, they can shut him down.
All right.
Where are we on turnovers in this one, Ron?
I have us for 14 and them for 9. And that might be a short one or two in them, but, well.
That's the way it goes.
Just too many.
Lots of fouls,
We cut down the turnovers in the second quarter. We had, I think, 4 in the second quarter. So 10, and, no, that can't be right. 5. 5 in the second quarter, 9 in the first quarter.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And most of our turnovers in the second quarter came early in the second quarter. We played well the last 3 minutes, 4 minutes of the second quarter. We played much better, which will give Devin something encouraging to talk about going in at halftime. The defense got better late in the second quarter. Like you said, this was a 23-12 game. The Warriors outscored them whatever that is.
Well, 12 to 4. Yeah.
Going down the stretch there to make this a close game.
I think Mike Mather came in and contributed, hit a nice three.
And played some good defense in that double
defense,
team there.
Yeah. Played a little better on defense Holler. On Holler.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, it makes a difference.
Burrell and Mather.
Well, and the first time in, Mather struggled. But when we trapped, he played a lot better. Well, he's never played against Holler. He doesn't know what he does.
And he hasn't played varsity since what? He hasn't played basketball since he's a freshman?
I think so. So partway in sophomore, I don't know. But he played much better the second shift.
Mm-hmm.
First shift he struggled, got in foul trouble. The second shift he came in and played really well.
Yeah. I think that's how we got to play is how we played in the second quarter. Just a little reckless, borderline reckless.
Yeah. Trap Holler, get the ball out of his hands, and then know where Krochenk is.
And then offensively move the ball and don't dribble so much.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you can't dribble against that 3-2 zone.
No.
Everybody that put the ball on the floor going towards the basket struggled.
They did try to get the ball inside a couple times hard to JJ, and he controlled the ball this time.
Yeah,
but that changed. Even though he threw it up, there was a couple nice rebounds on his misses.
Well, and what he needs to realize is when you're playing the high post in a zone like that, your job is not to catch the ball and take it to the basket. Your job is to catch the ball and turn and look for
pressure
the guys coming in. Yeah, make that defense come to you so then you see guys cutting back door, cutting behind the defense.
And the weakness is that bottom part of the zone.
Yep. And even a little ball fake will draw one of those defenders and open up a passing lane. You're looking to move the ball from the high post out or down in a diagonal to either skip that ball to the other side and look to the weak side for an open three. But you got to read the defense. You can't just turn and make a move. Mm-hmm. You turn and make a move like you did earlier in the game. It just, there's nowhere to go. I mean, it's a zone defense.
Well, you feel like nobody's on you. But
right. But
you
that's,
dribble, you're going to get.
Yeah. Other than there's three guys on you.
Yeah.
By the time that ball comes back up, you don't have it anymore.
Well, you start to drive and the guys down below come up on you and then someone's coming up at you from the side that had been up on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it takes a lot of patience to play a high post against the zone. You have to understand what your role is. Your role is not to catch the ball and score from there unless they back off, then you take the little 12-foot jump shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they come up on you, somebody should be open, and then you crash the boards or you get the lob coming back to you when the defense is moving. You have to get the defense moving. If the defense can just stand there, you know, and not have to react to your ball movement, you're in trouble.
It's a lot like the middle person on soccer that ends up being the facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like to see us get out a little bit sooner. We've been right on the edge every
game. Well, you and I are old enough to remember Bill Walton playing the high post.
Yeah.
You know, he got his points, but he didn't get them by driving the ball to the basket very often, only if the defense made a mistake. The first thing he did when he catched that ball, high above his head, turn, look to make a pass to somebody. And then once you make some of those, now the defense is worried about that. Now that opens up your ball fake and then you can make a move. But you have to think pass first from the high post.
Hope we get out here. There they come. It's
right.
Downstairs. The locker room is downstairs and it's a long way from the court.
Next boys game will be this Saturday at Catlin Gable.
Early, I think.
Yeah, I don't have a time on here. I want to say it's
1:30.
Is it 1:30?
Mm-hmm. This is the last I saw. Yeah, it's like 10:30, 12, and 1:30. It's just the boys.
Yeah, the girls aren't playing there.
They're playing Sutherland.
On Friday.
Friday night.
At home. Right?
Mm-hmm. Tell me that's at home. I don't want to drive to Sutherland on Friday.
Sutherland is at home.
And then Classic and I, Banks, and Jervis. Four home games in a row for the girls.
Yeah. And the boys, I think, are home too.
They're actually going to get three home games. Yeah.
Yeah.
They get Classic and I, Banks, and Corbett. They just don't get, Sutherland. All right. Down in the corner, balls with the Warriors. Berkey back in at point.
I think he coached him enough to.
Well, and he got a chance to see what was going on. And he makes a bad pass there going back to Carton. And Carton, that ball should have been passed back to Carton. He wasn't in any position to catch it. There was defense right up on him. He's right on the sideline.
Well, he didn't make the defense shift. If you're going to pass, you got to make them shift.
Turnover on the Warriors to start the third quarter. Holler with it. Over to Stockwell. Back to Holler on the right wing. On top, Carrasco.
Follow
misses the three. Rebound to Stockwell.
Boy, you got JJ back up on Crookshank again. I don't know.
That's a little scary.
Yep. Is he just?
I'd rather see Trent on him.
Yeah.
Cabrera with it. Cabrera to Cruikshank, working on JJ. He's not going to beat JJ off the dribble unless JJ gets up too tight on him. And you don't need to get up that tight. You get the length advantage.
There it is.
Oh, he got over the top on him there. Blocks the shot. That's a good job by JJ there to stay with Cruikshank. Got back. Good help defense by Colby to cut Cruikshank off on the drive. Holler with it, working the left angle.
He wants to shoot it real bad.
He does. Drives,
uh-oh,
throws a bold
Kobe
pass down low. Scoop, reverse, no good
there
by...
There's a foul. Oh, my
foul.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'll let you talk about that, Ron.
Obviously, whatever he said to the ref in the first half
didn't
carried over
him
to the second.
So, what Ron didn't tell you and I didn't tell you is that, Trent got called for an offensive foul after the rebound. They called him for pushing off with the left arm. So, nobody saw that except the official from here anyway. Down low. Knocked away. Good job there by, JJ and Colby defensively. And
here's where you gotta beat
him. Turns it over.
Down the court.
Berkey blocked by Cruikshank. Indecisive on that. He wanted to pass the ball to Trent, I think, the whole way. And Holler never left Trent in the corner.
Mm-mm.
And the pass wasn't there. And then Cruikshank came over and blocked kind of a weak shot attempt. Evan didn't have any legs left to get the ball up. Holler with it. Still 27-24. Almost 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Nobody has scored. Good defense there. Holler scoops it. Cartier misses.
Oh,
save,
no.
Save to Cartier.
Lucky,
and he lays
lucky,
it up
lucky.
And in. Well, Warriors, everybody except for Evan standing around watching, and that leads to Cartier getting the ball, and or Mercier, not Cartier, Mercier getting the ball and getting a lay-in out of it on the save by Berkey, trying to throw that ball back in. JJ in the high post.
Oh, he got tackled.
Never got it. Never got control of that ball. Holler with it. Takes the 24-footer. No good. Nobody paying attention or boxing out. Cabrera had it, double dribbled. Warriors get lucky there because we sure didn't earn anything on that trip down the floor. JJ out, Meeker in.
He can't. Oh, I'm going to say what I'm going to say a bit.
29-24 Willamina. 5:28 and counting here to go in the third quarter. Grove over to Berkey. High post, Meeker. Fakes, kicks, corner, Carton
two
for three.
One.
Good.
Great
That's
pass.
Good ball movement.
That's
yep
what we got to do it. JJ's got to get control of the ball before he tries to do anything.
Yeah, you got to, that's what we're talking about. Catch the ball, see the floor, right? That you can't make your move before you have the ball, and your move is to look for a pass anyway out of there.
There it is.
Cruikshank misses the deep three. Out of bounds, Warriors basketball. Down two with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. That was a huge three by Trent from the corner there.
Right.
Change,
also, by putting Meeker in, Meeker's going to be a better defensive player on...
Yes, on Cruikshank. That's a much better matchup.
Yeah, JJ can't guard a guard.
Well, Cruikshank, I don't know what he is.
No,
he doesn't handle the ball. He's like a three, yeah. Grove for three.
That
one hit that wire up there, that low wire. There's a wire, a cable that comes right off the middle of that post, right out over the top of the backboard at a 45-degree angle. So many balls hit that.
Those backboards and that brace support goes long before there were three-point shots.
Mercier on the roll to the basket, gets the pass back from Carrasco and scores. Grove down in the corner. Carton for three. He's feeling it. Misses that one. Ball's loose. Picked up by Cabrera. Cabrera gets it to Holler. It's a four-point game. Holler to Cabrera on the left side. Back out on top to Holler. Berkey has him. Cabrera on the left wing. Cabrera. I might have carried it there. Good defense by Carton. Gets it to Holler, scrambling out on that right angle. Holler working on Berkey, little fake,
push,
leaning into him, kicks it out. That is great defense by Berkey. Missed shot by Cabrera, picked up the rebound by Grove. Berkey stayed in front of Holler no matter what. Grove scoops, misses.
Get it up right here.
Colby with a rebound and he's fouled.
That's what he can do.
Got to do your job. Do your job. Great defense by Evan Berkey. I can't say enough. I mean, Holler wanted to go so bad. Berkey did such a great job, almost drew an offensive foul on him.
Yeah.
Stayed in front. Holler pushing on him, wanted to get past him. Berkey just played good fundamental defense there.
Make these. Oh, my
Colby
goodness
airballs that one. Reagan probably laughing a little about that because he's shot a couple of those ugly ones back in the day.
He's not going to put up with what happened here. He's gone. So
I don't know what's...
Yeah, he's...
Maybe just getting him a break here. We're four and a half minutes in. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe a little chippy there. Vrell into the game. Carton out. Colby gets the second one to roll in.
That's a good recovery.
Yeah, it was. A little flat, but it goes. We'll take it. Holler brings it up. Berkey taking this defensive challenge to heart here. Doing a good job. If you don't score a point, but you play Holler good defensively,
that's
we're going to
exactly
win this game.
Exactly what you got to do.
Holler wants to drive. Berkey cuts him
offense.
Off again.
Yeah,
we get the offensive foul against Holler.
Berkey can do that.
Two in a row.
Berkey can do that.
Two in a row. Great defenses. Great defensive stops by Evan Berkey.
Three on Holler.
That was when he was at his best last year, when he wasn't worried about offense, and he was just facilitating offensively and playing defense. Third foul is Ron Zett on Holler, their best player. In the corner, Varell with it in the right corner. Looking inside, it's not there.
There it is.
He finds Colby. Oh, bad pass down low to Meeker. But Meeker quick gets it back, puts it up. No good. Colby with the rebound. Powers it up. Scores, and he's fouled. And he flexes coming out of that one. Colby, nice death. Just pounding the glass.
He's hurt.
he might have gotten in the way of an arm there coming up.
He was hurt in the first quarter.
Stockwell gets up slow. He had the foul.
Insult to injury, right?
So going to the line, Colby Neistat. He and Meeker just hustling in there. Meeker missed the first one, but they just battled. It was a bad pass by Colby initially, but they battled and misses the free throw. And 30-second timeout called. Oh, he doesn't want a timeout. He just wanted somebody in. You can't get him in if they didn't make the free throw. What is that?
No. That's not.
What is that? He let them make a substitution
on a
live ball.
I know.
Oh my goodness. I don't know about that, Ron. You gotta get a rule clarification for me.
He traveled.
There's a travel by Holler. Holler driving, Berkey with good defense and good help defense from Vrell on that one. Boy, I don't understand that substitution at all. Why that was allowed.
Yeah.
I'll have to get some clarification
on
that.
We got it back.
Vrell in the corner with it.
There.
Back out
Move
on
it.
Top. Berkey, high post. Colby drives, fouled. He is just taking the ball at them, but he's catching the ball and waiting to see what the defense does. And that's what JJ's got to learn. He's trying to catch the ball, make a move, do everything all at once. He's got to just slow down and see what the defense gives you. Look for somebody who's open. If they're not open, then you can drive the ball. Colby with a good power drive there.
Free throws. Come on, bud.
Makes that one.
There we go. When he gets it right, he has a nice touch.
Yeah. One more coming for Neiseth, the senior.
Well, he's the reason we're back in it.
His hustle, really.
Yeah.
Just pounding the glass, taking the ball hard to the basket. Misses that one, gets it back.
Oh,
had it. Can't hang on to it.
Oh,
they're going to get Meeker on the backside.
No, Kobe.
Oh, my goodness. There was no foul there. That was a horrible call. Colby did not foul anybody on that. Wow. That's a bad call, folks. I don't know what else to say about that, Ron. There was no foul on that at all. Colby was just following his shot. The ball was loose. Colby didn't push anybody. He didn't run into anybody. He just had his hand on the ball, as did a couple other people. There was no foul there. 31-31, folks, with 2:30 to go. They kick it in the corner to Cruikshank for three. No good. Berkey with the rebound. He's fouled by Holland. That's his fourth. Holler with a terrible decision to try to knock that ball away and stop the fast break. Those 2 points weren't worth his fourth foul.
And it wasn't.
No, they just changed it to three? He had three last time.
Well, they said 23. 23 to get the foul. He wasn't close to it.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness, they gave the foul to somebody else. That foul was completely
Mercier.
On Holler. Warriors missed the free throw, but
Holler tackled
just like, oh my goodness. How did they call that? That's a
bad call.
They bail out Willamina and give the foul to somebody who was not part of the play.
For the second time.
Keeping their best player in the game, instead of four fouls, he still has three. Oh my goodness, Ron.
They gave the foul to
Mercier.
Mercier.
Right. He wasn't there. That's what I said.
Should be Holler.
It should have been Holler. That's what I said.
Fourth foul.
Yeah. They kept Holler in the game by giving him, by giving that foul to Mercier. Unbelievable. I don't know what to say, folks. That is garbage. First, a bad call on Colby on that loose ball foul, and then they bail out Willamina. And this officiating all started when he had that conversation with Trent.
Yeah.
Said something happened in
well,
there.
Well, Trent did that shot. Trent did that shot.
Delay game,
and then I think he said something to the ref. And
ever since then, not a call.
Just from that one ref.
Wow.
For sure. This guy right here.
Rabbit ears. All right.
Well, Holler, get it back together, man.
31-31 with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Holler walks it up the middle of the floor. Berkey has done a great job on him in the third quarter.
Just don't let him get the ball back.
Cruikshank, Holler, wanted to shoot, takes it to the elbow, no good, ball loose.
In his head.
Vrell, and we got a loose ball foul down there on Mercier or Saban. One of the two. It's going to be on Mercier. His fourth. Well, that, as much as I'd like to see Holler get his fourth, Mercier going out hurts him too. He is their best inside rebounder.
Yeah.
They don't have much size.
No,
not deep, and they don't have much size. That's going to get Stockwell back into the game at the next dead ball. 2 minutes to go. Warriors with the ball. Grove gives it up to Berkey. High post. Anderson.
Got it.
Swings it to Vrell. Vrell on the right wing. Bounce pass to Berkey.
There it
down
is.
Low. Meeker. Oh, bounced it off the foot of Saban with a head fake. Went to dribble it. Put it right off the foot of Saban. Lost it. Holler with it. Finds a cutter. Carrasco misses. Rebound Vrell. Slows it down at half court. Skips it in the corner. Meeker for three. No good.
Way.
Rebound tipped out. Berkey with it. Down low. Meeker lays it up and in. What a pass from Berkey. Oh, my goodness. Evan Berkey with a pass of the night. Took that rebound. Fired a sideways pass to a cutting Meeker on the baseline. And Meeker laid it up and in. Warriors up two. What a third quarter for the Warriors. Defensively especially.
Right here. This is why.
Holler with Berkey on him. Berkey. Stays in front. Holler gives it up to Cruikshank.
And you got Meeker on,
yeah, on Cruikshank. This is working, right?
Yeah.
51 seconds to go. Third quarter. Holler.
Boy, it's five. It's
got
to be five.
Step back. Deep two. And wedges. That's a jump ball. That'll be Willamina ball. But that means the Warriors will get the ball to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Holler frustrated, pretending to cramp up.
Wait, they got the arrow wrong.
Is it Warrior ball? Possession arrow says that it goes to Willamina.
Holler's got blood. He's got blood on his shorts and blood on his arm.
So we're waiting to get this sorted out. I think it's Willamina ball.
Yeah. I think they take him out, but he's not taking him out.
That's your job as an Amity player to point that blood out to the official.
Oh.
Holler, inbounding right side of the key of the baseline. Offensive foul on Stockwell. Knocking Meeker out of the way. George Meeker has been a spark plug off the bench in the third quarter.
Huge.
Undersized, but playing smart basketball. Fourth foul on Stockwell. What are we taking time for? Here we go. Vrell inbounds it to Berkey. Berkey's had a whale of a fourth quarter on both ends of the floor.
Third quarter.
Down low, third quarter. Down low. They're
great pass.
To Meeker lays it up and in. He took it right from Carton.
They were both wide open.
They were. He thought it was going to Carton. Meeker took the pass and laid it in. 35-31. Cruikshank down low to Saban. Dumps a pass. He's fouled on the pass off by Dylan Anderson.
So they are third.
Yep, just the third team foul. They have seven in this half. It's been all Warriors here in the last 4 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Vrell in, Vrell out. Keon with a good stretch of 3 minutes, 4 minutes there. That's what you need. Guys to come in and do their job for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever it is. Oh, it's ours.
Berkey knocks it off of the head of Holler, who is out of bounds. Evan Berkey is playing some serious defense, folks. That was on the inbound. He knocked the ball back on the inbound and hit
he
it off of Holler's
head. One shot.
18 seconds to go.
Well,
Rowe
one shot.
Evan says he wants one.
You want Trent.
Trent or a wide open look by somebody.
Lay it.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're gonna get Dylan Anderson on the moving screen. And Trent buried that three, by the way.
All he had to do was stand still.
Yeah.
He didn't. They were trying to get the ball to Trent.
7.6 seconds. Warriors pick up
the ball.
Yep. And Berkey's denying him. They get it into Stockwell. Stockwell. Picked up by Carton.
Holler.
Now gives it to Holler. Turns, just heaves it up and misses it off the front of the rim.
Are we shutting out?
No. Holler? But Warriors, maybe, yeah. We better shut out Holler. Warriors with a 35-31 lead after three, folks. That was an 11-4 quarter for the Warriors. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. KLYC. Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. What a quarter by the Warriors defensively. Who'd we talk about there besides Berkey? Berkey played phenomenal on Holler.
And Meeker on Cruikshank. How many Cruikshank did?
Yeah. None. Cruikshank had something, I think. 6, 10. No. Neither Cruikshank or Holler scored in that quarter.
Yeah.
Mercier had two. They only had four. Berkey.
There it is.
To Grove for three. It's wide open, folks. He airballed it.
Trent on the board.
Trent knocks it away from Mercier, who saves it to Cruikshank. Oh, wide open look for Grove. It doesn't get any easier. Here we go. Warriors up four. Down low, they find.
Uh-oh.
Great pass from Holler
Dylan
to Carrasco.
Dylan lost his man.
Yeah. Grove with it. 2-point Warrior lead. Early in the fourth. Berkey to Carton. Looking inside. Can't get it to Anderson. They're trying to. Berkey swings it to Grove. Left corner three.
Gotta have it.
No good on this one. Rebound. You can't foul your own guy.
Guys.
Oh, my goodness. He called Meeker for the push on Mercier. Looked to me like that was Meeker bumping with Carton. Unbelievable. He called a foul on Meeker for bumping into Carton, as far as we could tell. Wow. All right, Warriors up two. Holler, Berkey right up on him. Out on top.
Get the ball back.
To Cabrera.
Here's Meeker on.
Yep, Cruikshank with it. Hands off to Holler. 26 feet out. Thought about shooting it. Backs up. Berkey on him. Trying to go one-on-one with Berkey. Good defense.
Offensive. That was offense all the way.
That could have been an offensive foul, but instead Holler drops in a really tough shot. Little 8-footer over the top of Berkey. Berkey, top of the key with it, swings it to Carton.
Jumper.
Mid-range, misses that. Rebound, Holler. Holler, tie game, walks it up the floor. Warriors have missed some good looks offensively. A couple of wide open threes. Holler leaning in, tough shot, misses. Ball's loose.
Berkey
gets a rebound in traffic. What a play by Berkey. Throws it long ahead to Carton, leaves it for Grove. Fouled, no call. Oh my goodness. And they throw it away. Cruikshank trying to find Holler. They doubled in Meeker and Carton doubled Cruikshank and he threw it away. Trying to throw a backwards angle pass to break that double team. JJ in for Dylan, so
this
the Warriors get a little longer.
It gets good, and it keeps those guards on those two guards. That was what
good
was messing us up in the first half.
Grove thought about the three. Works across, shovels it to Meeker in the high post. Back to Grove. Doesn't like that one. His pass knocked away. He gets it back. Grove crosses over, gets to the foul line, leaves it for JJ. What a pass! JJ short on the shot. And Holler comes out of there with it. Holler pushes up the right side. What a pass by Andrew Grove. Gotta finish that. There's a travel at the other end by Carrasco. Warriors get it back. Tied up at 5:41, Ron. How's your heart doing? Hey, Reg, take your heart medicine, buddy. It's getting tight out here. Somebody get that blood pressure monitor out.
Boy, JJ missed a point blank lay-in.
What a pass, too. I mean, great wraparound pass. It doesn't get much easier for a big guy to finish. That's what J.J. loves down there. Carton, right corner, three, short. J.J. with the rebound. Take it up, big guy. He spins, lays it up and in. There you go. Howard with six in the game. None bigger than those two. Warriors back up 37-35. Haller.
Get up on
Berkey him. On him. Kicks
get
it
up
over
on
to
him.
Cruikshank. Cruikshank at the foul line. Back out to Haller on the right angle. Haller wants to drive. Cut off by Berkey. Knocked away by Berkey. Ball's loose. Berkey with the steal. They're going to get a foul on Haller.
Haller.
On
should
the
be gone.
Kid.
Should
yeah,
be gone.
Should be, but he's not. What a play by Evan Berkey.
Well, he crosses it over in front. Well, he doesn't do a reverse spin or
between the legs crossover.
Between legs.
Yeah.
It's right out in front.
It should be one and one
on.
Out there.
Yeah, everybody can see.
Everybody can see that the officials
bonus.
Are just looking around like they don't know what's going on.
It's not an offensive foul.
No, it's not an offensive foul. It's a loose ball foul. It's got to be one and one. But this tests the officials' egos here, right?
Yeah. Oh, my,
oh my
goodness.
Goodness. That's an ego call by the officials. That was a loose ball foul. Berkey had that ball.
It was going.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
One more bad call. But the Warriors have the ball. We don't want to shoot free throws anyway.
that's a good one.
Doing us a favor because our free throw percentage stinks. All right. We got a full timeout, folks. We'll be right back on KLYC with Warrior Basketball. Welcome back, Warrior fans. 4:59 left to go in this one. We got a fun one. It doesn't mean anything.
No.
But it's fun.
Means a lot for Amity.
Yep, 37-35.
We need a win. They've got their two wins. We need a win. They played some weaker teams.
Warriors basketball. If we could make some outside shots.
Well.
We've had some good looks.
Grove with it. Here we go. We're going to get one here.
Grove with it. Gives it up to Berkey on top. Berkey back to Grove. Looking inside. Nothing there. Steps through. Now back over to Berkey. Berkey with Carrasco on him. Drives. Triple team.
Oh,
he hit Meeker with the pass. Meeker wasn't ready. He trying to make his move before he caught it. Fumbled it away. Great pass by Berkey again. There's a drive by Haller misses, tipped away by Berkey, picked up by Grove. Grove pushes hard, picks it up with the left hand and puts it up way too hard. Howard with the rebound. JJ spins, traveled.
He changed his pivot shot.
Yep. Well, he got cut off on his left hand, came back to his right and changed his pivot foot. It happens.
Yeah.
Here we go. Warriors back on defense. Haller with the ball. Forced him into a tough shot last time. Warriors in the bonus. And they have a foul to give still before
that guy's
Willamine on the bonus. Haller with it. Berkey, what a matchup this has been in the second half. Haller works to the right angle. Takes the step back, 21-footer, misses. Berkey tips it ahead. Can't get the ball. Ball's
that
loose off of Haller. They're going
to
call a foul. Oh! No. Yeah, they're going to call a foul on Berkey.
Yeah.
He fell into the legs. I can see that one. As long as they didn't call a ball out of bounds off of the Warriors. Berkey did fall into the legs of Haller. You got to call that or else the game gets out of control.
Now we got our two big horses in there. Let's see what happens now.
So Grove out and
last 4 minutes.
Colby Nyseth in.
Last 4 minutes.
37-35. Warriors up two. Haller with the ball. Hasn't scored in the second half. Neither has Cruikshank. Both have 13 still. On top, Carrasco swings it over to Cruikshank. Down low.
Travel.
Berkey with a steal. Can he get it? What are we going to get?
A whistle blow?
Did they call the travel? They must have called the travel.
Yeah, we didn't hear
it. We didn't hear it. And Reg stands up in front of me like I'm tall. Can't see the floor. We're going to have to work on the seating assignments in the future.
Somebody needs to...
Hey, do you want my headset? Because I can't see the game if you're in front of me. All right. Warriors with the ball. High post,
patience.
JJ. Back out to Meeker. Fakes the three. Starts to drive. Gets
there
the foul line.
Oh.
Tried to go. That was a good idea. Haller with a good play. Knocks it out of bounds.
Well, if we could get up four, it sure make me feel better.
Berkey going to inbound.
There's a lot of people want to see Devin.
Left side of the key.
Devin get his first win.
Finds Colby.
Patience.
Bates,
probably
spins,
traveled.
Down low. Probably fouled by Cruikshank. No call. Colby got himself a little too low there and wanted the officials to bail him out. Timeout taken by Cliff Tony and Willamina. 32nd time. Nope, full timeout. We'll take a break. 3:10 left to go in this one, folks. It's a fun one. 37-35. Warriors up 2 on KLYC McMinnville.
Here's another reason.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Leppin Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark, Ron Huber from Willamina High School here on this Tuesday night. 37-35 Amity with a 3 minutes and 10 seconds remaining to go in the fourth quarter. 18 fouls on the Bulldogs, so the Warriors are shooting 1-on-1, but 16 fouls on the Warriors, so the Bulldogs also in the bonus now. What a defensive effort by Evan Berkey here in the second half. Some other guys have played well, but Evan has really stood out. I don't think Evan's taken a shot in the second half, and he's our MVP. Just outstanding defense, good ball handling and passing.
Switch
the zone.
Switched it up. I don't know if I do that. You got to know where this guy's at.
Just give him a different look here. You're trapping him. That's the thing. They throw it across. Park tips it. Ends up in Cruikshank's hands. Back to Carrasco. Or Cabrera, excuse me. Back out on top. Holler wants to drive. They're going to double him whenever he gets close, though. In there the middle, is. Knocked off. J.J. has it. He gets a steal. He had it.
Away.
He didn't have it. Now he gets it back. Berkey. Berkey pushes hard. Drives deep.
There it is.
Bank shot. No good. J.J. Yeah. Puts it up and in. That's the one he didn't get earlier. This time he gets it. 8 points for J.J. Warriors up 4. 39-35. Nice putback by J.J.
Right here. Got to stop this guy.
Colby missed the short jumper, but J.J. was in great position. Step
air
back
ball.
Three. Missed it.
Get the ball.
Good rebound by Nyseth. Comes out of there with it. Nyseth needs to slow down. He's going to drive all the way in. Lays it up and misses it. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Holler with the rebound. Going the other way. Throws it ahead. Gets it back. Jumps into Berkey and lays it in. Oh, how did he miss that?
We got to play smart right here. We're up.
2 minutes to go. 39-37 Warriors. Holler with a great finish. Parton looks inside. Not there. Back
we don't
up
have
to
shoot.
Berkey. Berkey down low. Nyseth lays it up and
good
in. What
pass.
A great pass. Berkey with another excellent pass. Warriors up 4, 41-37. Evan Berkey has been a leader in this second half. That was all right, Bridge. I could see that one. You didn't stand up until the play was over. Evan Berkey has been a leader in the second half. He's led by playing defense.
We've been saying that for 2 years.
Yep.
We've been saying that 2 years. Just play within yourself.
Yep.
Don't worry about scoring.
Yep.
Play the defense you can play.
Make everybody else better around you by doing your job.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Warrior fans getting loud here. 41-37, a minute 47 left to go, fourth quarter.
Turnover right here, hold the ball.
Both teams in the 1-on-1 bonus. It's going to be Willamina basketball. And it's going to be, the ball's going to be in Haller's hands. And
sure.
It's going to be Evan Berkey. I don't know if they'll stay in that zone. That zone worked pretty well by trapping.
Well, last time down, I don't think we were. And I think it switched it up. Yeah.
Well, I love that. Because you can throw some different looks at Haller. If he doesn't know if he's going to get doubled or just have to deal with Evan, then you've got some.
Well, they got two guys that can get you, and you need to be on both of them. You need to force the ball into those other three guys' hands.
Yep. I think Warriors are in zone again.
I think JJ's got the big guy. I think we're playing.
Yep,
man.
You're a man. We're in man. Holler wants to drive. Cut off by Berkey on the baseline. Jumps up and draws a foul.
Oh my goodness!
I think they just bailed him out on that one.
JJ was ready for it.
Who'd they call that
Berkey.
On? Berkey with his fourth. That's painful.
It's all right.
Well, it's not all right. That's we only get five, Ron.
I know.
It's not the NBA. Puts Holler on the line to shoot two. Boy, it looked to me like Berkey was straight up and down on that. Holler hits the first
point.
One.
Is that his first point of the half?
No, he had that lay-in a minute
ago.
Oh,
okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
He's got 16 in the game now. One more for Holler. Cohen Holler hits them both.
2-point game, 41-39, minute 36 to go.
Here's the press.
They got help there. Trent with it, brings it across. Takes his time. Picks up his dribble, gets it over to Meeker. Meeker.
We don't have to shoot.
Drive. Tries to hook a pass inside, stolen away by Cruikshank.
Here we go. One on one.
Jumps in. Sharkey blocks it. Oh my goodness. He let Holler jump right into his chest and then blocks it out of bounds. And
look
at Cliff Tony. How do you not tee that up? Cliff Tony is right up in the official's face pointing at him. You have to tee up a coach when he shows you up like that in front of everybody. Holler in the right corner. Dribbles out towards the top of the key. A minute 15 to go. Goes left. Loses it. Berkey with a steal. Berkey.
Hold on to
ahead
it.
To Grove. Grove lays it in. Grove makes it his first two of the game. Makes it 43-39. Holler with it on the right angle. Sings it into the left corner. Back to Holler on the right angle. Berkey. It's a 28-footer. No good. And a rebound. Loose.
Get on the ground. Get on the ground.
It's going to be a jump ball. That'll be Warrior. Oh, it's
still ours.
Oh, we got it to start the fourth quarter.
Yes, we did.
So it's going to be Willamette basketball, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Willamette, I think. Boy, I don't know if I've ever seen a coach get away with pointing in the face of an official.
That's ridiculous.
Unbelievable. I can't believe he let him get away with that. I'll stand up, Reg. It's okay.
Huh?
Full timeout on the court. We're going to take a quick break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. I got lots of brilliant minds around me.
It's going to come down to free throws.
It may come down to free throws. We've got 48.9 seconds to go. 4-point Warrior lead, 43-39. 18 fouls on Willamina, 7 on the Warriors.
I don't like this. We're in
Holler,
a zone.
Holler going to inbound it against a 2-3 zone. Holler goes in the left corner. Carrasco for 3. No good. Ball's loose. And it's a jump ball. Warriors
JJ.
Basketball in the alternating possession. Boy, the Warriors have not rebounded well on the defensive end the last couple of possessions down the floor.
They got a foul now, so we need to take care of the ball. Here's a press.
Well, I want that ball in the hands of certain people.
We did not.
I'd like to see Andrew Grobe go to the foul line.
We did not handle the press very well this Saturday.
We get it into Berkey. Berkey with it, throws it ahead, knocked out of bounds by Holler. Telegraph that one a little bit. 41.4 to go. Warriors ball up 4. In front of the Willamette bench, got about 65 feet to go to the basket here. They get it into Berkey. Berkey, you've got Grove, and there's the touch foul by Cabrera.
Free throws.
Yeah, Berkey headed to the line to shoot 1-1. The next time it'll be 2. So we're going rebounding here for free throw shooting as Colby comes in for Andrew Grove. Gives you a little bit more rebounding presence inside. We've gotten killed on the boards the last couple times. We got lucky to get jump balls down there.
Mm-hmm.
We're not getting the rebounds.
Come on, Evan.
Berkey, front end of the 1-1.
Oh.
No good. Rebound inside. Holler. Holler up the floor with it.
No.
Throws Who's it down low. Cabrera back out to Holler. He wants to shoot it. Steps back. He can't have it. Back to Cabrera. Cruikshank for 3. No good. Long rebound in the corner. Out of bounds. I guess it's Warrior ball. I'm looking for a
pointed.
Hand signal.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
He was pointing at the line.
Berkey 0-for-4 from the line tonight. I said I want Grove at the line.
Yeah.
Give me Grove back in here. Get the ball in Grove's hands. That's the guy I want to see shoot free throws down the stretch. Fourth foul.
Here it
Cabrera.
Is.
Grove drives. He's
there
fouled. That's the kid I want shooting them. Out of all those 5 out there, he's the one I trust. That's going to be 2 now because that's 10 team fouls. 2 free throws coming for the junior, Andrew Grove. He's had a quiet night. Missed a couple of threes that were good looks, but he's got 2 points. And a chance to have a couple of more really big points. Barry's
out of bed.
This is why I was a great coach, Ron, because I know who you want to shoot free throws for you.
Right.
Some of the worst losses of my life were when I couldn't get the right guys to the foul line.
He's about the only guy on the floor.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust anybody else.
Oh.
He's got a nice stroke at the foul line. One more for Grove. Perfect on both of them. You can't get any bigger or any cleaner than those foul shots. Now Andrew Grove makes it a 6-point game with 19.9 seconds.
We do not need foul the 3-point shooter.
No foul anywhere.
No.
Oh, they almost turned it over, but that started the clock quickly. They give a little ground. Holler pulls up from 27. No good. Rebound. Trent Carton inside. That's going to do it, folks. 11.6 to go. Trent will go shoot some free throws. Really only needs to make one to seal this deal. That'd make it a 3-possession game. Saban into the game as number 23, Mercier, fouled out.
This guy can make him. He can get hot.
Trent at the line. Rattles the first one in. Trent with 11 in the game now. Second one, buries it. 12 points for Trent. Ties Meeker for high scoring honors. They get it into Holler. Don't foul. It's an 8-point game. Holler looking to shoot. Kicks it in the corner. 3-pointer over there. Buried by Cabrera. His first points of the game. It's a 5-point game with 2.3 to go.
You'll give him that one.
Yeah.
Because you had to get the ball out of Holler's hand.
Yep. And nobody else has scored besides he and Cruikshank. You let anybody else shoot the ball. You don't worry about it. And really, all you need... How does that make the McShane family feel that Devin's getting his first win tonight? Wow, you guys are very enthusiastic. Wow. I was kind of hoping for a little more, like... I know you do in this case. They get it into Meeker. He's fouled. They did not start the clock. There's still 2.7.
Well, it was 3.4.
Oh, I thought it was... Okay. I thought it was 2.7 before that.
No,
okay.
No.
All right. Well, I hate this gym because I can't see the clocks.
Yeah, both of them.
Without moving. Both of them are blocked by baskets hanging up. All right. So 2.7 now. Meeker. It's already a 2-possession game. And this would be tough in the NBA to get 2 possessions in 2.7 seconds. It's impossible in high school.
Yeah.
You just can't do it.
Come on, Meeker.
Meeker misses the first one.
Man,
first varsity basketball coaching win. 48-42 is the final here from Willamina High School. Ron and Jeff will be back with some final stat numbers in just a moment on KLYC.
It's going to be...
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Warriors get this one on the road. They were down 5 after 1, 3 at halftime. Had a great third quarter run.
Third quarter. Yeah, that's all Berkey, Meeker, Kobe Nyseth.
Yep. Trent Carton played
Trent
well.
Carton,
Burrell
yeah.
off the bench. Yeah, they just all.
That group really
great
got
team
it back.
Defense.
We were down.
Well, we were down 4, and then we were down 11 at one point. Well, we were down 11 in the second quarter.
Got it back to
3. Ended up 4 after 3 quarters, so a 7-point swing there, and then won the game by 6. Warriors were led tonight by George Meeker with 13 points. Trent Carton had 12, 8 each for Nyseth and Howard. 3 points for Mike Mather, 4 for Andrew Grove. You know who didn't score tonight? Evan Berkey.
Yeah.
You know who the most important player on the floor was tonight?
Evan Berkey. Took Haller totally out of the game.
Second half. Haller in the first half had 13 points and was killing them. Haller in the second half had 4 points.
Yeah.
And those were late in the game. Did not score in that third quarter, that pivotal third quarter when the Warriors took control of the game. Cruikshank, 13 points in the first half, 0 in the second half.
Yeah.
That's a defensive effort.
That and Meeker, you have to give Meeker and Varell credit for Cruikshank.
Absolutely great defensive effort by the Warriors tonight, and a real growth experience, probably for Devin as a coach. He's never coached in a game like that.
No.
So he learned a lot tonight, I'm sure. And then on top of that, just getting certain players to play within themselves. The first quarter, they didn't. The second quarter, halfway through, they start playing the way that they can play within themselves, not trying to do something they're not.
Speaking on a couple of players that I watched get themselves back together, because I've watched them since they were second and third graders, but Trent Carton and J.J. Howard both kind of lost it in the third quarter and just kind of sat over the bench, stewed, and then figured it out. Came back in the fourth quarter and got their act together and played like they can play. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
for sure.
But Meeker made some key shots, and you gotta give Kobe
Kobe's hustle there the first three or four minutes of the third quarter.
Really made a difference.
On the boards.
Yep. Just attacking. Just being the aggressor and under control.
Mm-hmm.
You can be the aggressor, but, you know, lead to turnovers and fouls, you know, but he was leading. He was being the aggressor, but staying under control. He got a couple of that one foul call and it was pretty weak. We didn't like some of the calls there in the second half, but they never let it affect their effort or their momentum.
That's the thing.
And that's the key. They didn't let those bad calls get in their head as players. And that's a tribute to Devin's job as a coach, too, keeping them focused on what they can control.
He's got great assistants, Vlad and AJ.
AJ Farmer.
Yeah.
Who's a Wilhelmina grad.
Yeah. Guy's helping him. Guy's helping him, and it's not, you know, he's been very, very willing to let them step up and take, you know, get in guys' faces.
Maya.
Yeah.
I just have one question for you. Maya Harzma is going to come up here for just a second. Let me see your headset there, Ron, real quick here. It's not sweaty. Ron doesn't sweat. Put that on for a second. Hi, Maya. How are you?
Great.
Something happened tonight in the girls' varsity game that I just think is really important and we need to commemorate. Mm-hmm. What was it?
I made a three.
You buried a three, right? Didn't hesitate, caught the ball, you were open, just knocked it down.
Uh-huh.
How'd that feel?
It was good.
Mm-hmm. You worked hard on that in the last year, haven't you?
I did.
Yeah. Going to keep working hard on it.
Yep.
Keep getting confident.
Mm-hmm.
You guys played great tonight, especially in the second half. First quarter, what was going on?
I don't know. It was rough. Really rough.
A lot of turnovers. Couldn't make lay-ins. Couldn't make free throws.
But our defense saved us.
Defense saved you. Kept you in the game until the offense got rolling in the second half.
Yep.
So, hey, nice job tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Looking forward to seeing more of those three-point shots from Maya Harzma. All right, folks. That's it tonight for us. For Ron Huber, this is Jeff Clark. Have a good night, everybody. It's another great night to be a Warrior.